Yeah, that's right. It's time for Kashmir. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which we always listen to Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. Wow. What a great day this is starting out to be. Oh, let's really get this rolling. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have just arrived at Herrenhaven, where there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cars, one of which is Verla's. And yeah, we got some people working in the butterfly garden today, including but not limited to Verla. So yay, butterfly garden. Alright, so did I mention it's 1930? You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. As I walk around the shed in the building, I'm finding four flags. Four small flags, like surveyors' flags, in the ground. And each one of these flags says Tough Shed, which just happens to be the same brand as the shed that we already have. And these four flags are marked out in a rectangle here on the ground, which seems to indicate to me that we might be getting a new shed. So anyway, yeah, this is the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm at Herrenhaven. It's a cool day. It's a cool day that's starting out well. As soon as I got into my car, I turned on the car and Kashmir started up. That's the first song that I heard today. This is the first bit of music that I've heard today, Monday, May the, whatever the date is, I don't know. What is today, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, that, I don't know. I don't care. Kashmir is probably my favorite Led Zeppelin song, if I had to pick a favorite. Even before I was really a Led Zeppelin fan, I still loved that song when I was younger. So yeah, boom, I'm all pumped up. I'm all pumped up to have a rockin' good day. And so I'm out here at Herrenhaven because it's nice and cool. And it's cloudy, sort of. Yeah, I guess it's cloudy. And I think I hear geese in the billabong. It was supposed to rain. The Weather Channel said that there was a good chance of rain last night and overnight. And, well, I did hear some thunder rolling in. Oh, when did that happen? I don't know. It was last night sometime, and my cat got all freaked out, and I had to comfort my cat, and then no actual rain came, I don't think. There might have been some slight drizzles, but we didn't get any rain. Yeah, it's all really dry here. And so we cannot go out looking for mushrooms today. I mean, we could go out looking for morels, but we're not going to find any. And I'm starting to wonder if this means this is the end of the season. Maybe not. You know, we had a couple of sort of hot days, but, you know, now it's cool again. We need that rain. I'm walking out the cut to the Mulhouse property to see if there's anything going on out here dude-wise. I don't see any dudes. So let's keep going. Oh yeah, so it didn't rain. Huh. I'm kind of annoyed by this, but it is nice and cool. And it seems, see, there's another one. It seems like maybe it could rain. I'm feeling, now I don't feel it anymore. Every once in a while, I think I was getting a little drop of water on me. Is it trying to rain? Is it thinking about raining? The cloud cover isn't the greatest, and it's kind of high. That's fine. It can still rain. But is that going to mean we're not going to find any dudes today? I'm here at the sub pond. Looking around, I don't see any herons. Frogs, I'm spooking frogs. Frogs are jumping into the pond. I don't see any ducks or any dudes. What was that? It's a splash. And here is a poop. Here's a poop. It is in the trail, but it has been flattened. This is not fox poop. This is raccoon poop that somebody stepped on and probably moved. You know, raccoons are probably out here on the boardwalk these days doing their raccoony stuff. So let's go out onto the boardwalk and see if we can find anything. Now, I'm looking over there across from the bank, and did somebody trim a tree down, or is that some beaver damage? I don't know. Okay. Walking out over the water here. Looking into the reeds, looking for some scrat action. Not seeing anything happening. Now, what do we got going on over here? Well, something just flopped off a stick over here. Was it just a frog? Yeah, it looks like there's just frog actions over here. But back over here, in the reed line, there's some geese. There's a couple of geese. One of them's walking into the reeds. Maybe they're going to go in there and look for some yummy goose snacks. That would be delicious. Other than that, we don't have a whole heck of a lot of anything going on out here. On the inside of the boardwalk here, we've got two geese. Hooray. They're just hanging out. It is overcast. I can't see into the water. It's kind of cloudy and the light isn't good. But I'm coming out onto the boardwalk just so I can look around, see if I can see any herons or egrets out here somewhere. Not seeing much of anything. I do not see any. I don't even see any other geese. Wait, no, there's a couple way out there. What's that over there? I think I see a roundish lump on a log or something. Is that a scratty? It's not moving. I do not think that is a dude. Yeah, I'm all the way out at the end of the boardwalk. I see two more geese for a total of, I think, 8 in the pond right now. Searching, searching, searching. Don't see anything else. And that thing that I thought was a muskrat is not a muskrat. It's just a bit of log or something. Who's in the water right here? Oh, little fishies. Hi, little bluegills. Little bluegill fishies are swimming around. Alright. Well, where'd this goose guy come from? Hi, buddy. Oh. Something. Right before I left, I was checking my TV schedule. I got an important game I need to watch today. I gotta go to physical therapy today. Something else was on. Oh, yeah, Shaft is on tonight. Yeah, Shaft. So I'll be watching Shaft. But that's not for another 14 or 15 hours. So, gotta find stuff to do to entertain myself until that time. And that's why we're out walking around. I need to go to the grocery store. I guess I'll go to do that after I get back from the hospital today. For PT on my shoulder, which is actually pretty good. And my knee is not too bad today either. Pretty good. I kind of slept okay. So I'm pretty happy about that. Just another reason why I'm in such a great mood today. And it's nice and cool. It's nice enough that we can go outside, but it's still cool enough that we can drink hot tea when we're at home. That is my kind of day. Alright, back to the sub pond. Still nothing out here. Let's go see what all that hubbub was about in the billabong. We'll go see if we can find some kind of birdie dudes. Hey, there's a little one of those woodpeckers. He's right there. Hi, buddy. It's apparently bird day. Yeah, I can smell rain. You know, that sort of ozone and dirt sort of smell blowing in. All right, well, as I walk across the land bridge and look into the billabong, I can't really see anything. No dudes. Wow, it's starting to get green here. As I enter the back 40, there's enough greenery that it's kind of like walking into a tunnel again. Which is always fun, walking into a green tunnel. At least I think it's fun. Yeah, now that I'm starting to get some stress on my knee, maybe it's not the greatest, but it's good enough. Lots of duckweed in Frog Harbor. All right, let's head into the wall blind and check stuff out back here. Okay, not seeing anything. Well, if there were goosers back here, and I know there were, they flew away. They probably went to the golf course. Jeez, it's almost grown up so much that we can't even get in front of the wall blind anymore. Whoa, whoa. And yeah, there's a lot of duckweed growing, but you know, it's still 50% water, open water. Let's compare that to the duckweed over here in Frog Harbor. this is pretty much covered. All duckweed, just little bits and spots of just open water. This is 95% covered. Oh, okay, back there, yeah, there's some more open water, but right here in this protected little cove in duckweed. Awesome. As I walk, I'm checking the sides of the path and stuff, looking for mushrooms and fungal growth. Not seeing much of anything. It is very dry, though. We need some of that wata. Wata. Alright, so as we walk out to the blind, I will update you on the status of various projects and or thoughts in which I am engaged. Okay, first we'll have the Gunpla update. I don't remember what the other last update was, but anyway, I've built the stand, and then I thought, okay, I'll put my Gundam on it, my Gunpla on it. So I get out the Sazabi, and I got to do a bunch of stuff, you know. I got to get the special adapter piece off the sprue, and I thought, well, while I'm doing this, I'll build the rest of the hands. So I built all the hands. I built the fists, and I built the, we got a photographer looking at stuff. He's looking at some bird in a tree somewhere. And now I shall continue on. As I cross the turtle reproduction pond, I'm not immediately seeing much of anything, but I know those good old snappers are in there somewhere. But I do not see any bumps or bubbles. I do not see the signs of the presence of... Well, there's the sign. Now I see a sign. He's up here pretty close. Yeah, can't really get to him though. Hi, buddy. That's a good snapper. So back to the Gundams. I made all the hands, and I put the beam sabers in the beam saber holding hands, and so that's awesome. Put the beam effects on the beam sabers, and now we've got cool samurai robot. Oh, it's fun, but it's a pain. Into the blind we go. We got goosers flying around. We got only little turtles on the log today. We got about 10. Got some geese flying around. As I check the rim of the pond and up in the trees, I'm not finding any of my large striding birds. So, you know, blue herons, no egrets. I guess we're done with egrets. We're just going to get that one this year. What about the cormorant? Where's my cormorant? I don't see him anywhere. Oh, well. Okay, I'm going to go up on the loot path. See if there's anything going on up there. So, yeah. I managed to sort of get my Sazabee mostly complete. I think it is complete. I haven't cut out the the Shar Aznable figure yet. It's still sitting on the sprue. But you know, what are we going to do with that thing? Oh, yes. I assembled the base, and the base has so many options, it's not even funny. I was like, geez, how do I want to do this? I don't know. There's only 50-100 different ways you can do it. And so I put it together in something that seemed convenient for the time. Might have to adjust that at a later date. I'm walking on the loop path now, and I'm looking back down onto the pond. Wow, it's so green. And there's so much of this invasive honeysuckle shrub that you can't see anything anymore. You can't walk down into there anymore. You can't. Yeah. I'm beginning to understand why this plant is so bad and why it must be eradicated. Spaces I used to be able to look into and even walk over into are no longer accessible or even visible. What was that? Oh, nothing. So yeah. Alright, what else have I been doing? Last night I was online. Got the YouTube going on my television set. What is this? I keep hearing something behind me. Then when I'm looking on the ground, I'm seeing something. Yeah. We got mushrooms up here. They've been disturbed, which is unusual. Here's some that haven't. Yeah, so right up here at about the top of the hill. What do we got? A very large truck driving down Old Maple Road. Sounds like a garbage truck. See, like these, look, these have been topped. Topped. Who's topping mushrooms out here? Smashed. See, somebody stepped right there and broke that stick. Who the hell's been up here? But there's kind of a big one over here. And between these two sticks, there's a little clump of three. What are these? Well, do you know what these look like? These look like Russulas. And somebody, there's a lot of mycelium here. So squirrel or something's been digging here, and it tore up some mycelium, and I bet that's this stuff. And then on the end of this log here, we got some little yellow things growing that are going to turn into something pretty cool. So I'm looking around. That's it. This is an odd place to find mushrooms. This is kind of high. It's kind of weird. And it's very drainy. Let's look at this guy. What do we got here? Interesting. Yo, 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 yo. And it's right on the edge of this moss patch. Moss and mushrooms really get along well. I find morels in moss. I find all kinds of weird stuff in places. Yeah, see, these look like rootlets. Look how big and thick the stalks are. These mushrooms are only about 2 inches high, about 5 centimeters high at the most. But the stalk itself is about 2 centimeters in diameter, about 3/4 of an inch. Thickness. And are these rootlets or not? Maybe. I'm trying to get a picture of one of them. This one doesn't want to focus right. It doesn't want to do what I want it to do. Get in there. Come on. Give me a... Be a good boy. That was probably too close, but who cares? Yeah, and see, somebody took some bites out of these mushrooms over here. Little, small, little chomps. Yeah, that's not even going to get a good photo. But these over here on this side, these have been capped. There's one hiding here that somebody missed, but kind of looks like some stomp-footed monkey boy came stomping and clomping through here. So anyway, standing back up, now my knee is weird. That's okay. That's okay. I'm now heading down the hill here. Heading down the hill. And this is kind of difficult because this is when I gotta put the stress on my knee that makes my knee weird. Yeah. 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 Oh. Okay, so here we are. Back down on some level ground. Oh, ow. Yeah, so my knee is better. And I attribute this to just icing it and heating it every once in a while. Get the swelling down. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing pretty good, but yeah, now it's starting to irritate me. Alright, so what else was I doing last night? This is update number 2. I mentioned it the other day, I think. Was I just thinking it? Did I actually mention it on the show here? I feel like I've made some kind of breakthrough in my cigar box guitar playing. I can't really put my finger on what it is, though. I can't really describe what it is other than to say that suddenly things have gotten a little bit easier. Now, is this just because I've familiarized myself with the... Well, I was going to say the fretboard, but there's no frets and there is no fretboard. But you know what I mean. Is it just because I have familiarized myself with things enough that I sort of know where I'm going and I sort of know where I need to be? And the notes are mapped in my head, so now that when I think a line, I can actually play it or get close to play what I'm thinking. So that's good news. And so I'm actually sort of trying to piece songs together. You know, instead of just, you know, noodling or playing random riffs and stuff, I'm actually trying to play in a realistic setting, you know, play riffs, you know, stick to a chord progression, try to stick to a pattern, because that's my biggest problem. whenever I play music, I like to improvise, and I'll go all over the place, and I'll forget the riffs I started with, or where I'm going, you know. So my music, I don't know, it's, when I improvise, it doesn't stay completely coherent. Well, anyway, last night I was thinking, well, since my chops are up, I think maybe I'll look for some backing tracks. So I did find some backing tracks online, and I found one that was kind of okay, and I played to it, you know, like two or three times. And last night I found a different one, a really nice one, and it's about 13 minutes long instead of 3 minutes long, so I don't have to stop every 3 minutes and go, you know, and bust my groove, right? And I thought, oh, this is a fun track. I'm liking this one. Except the turnaround is a little bit different. It's not regular 12 bar. I'll figure it out. It's not important. What was that? I thought I heard something. But yeah, so last night, I had this track going on my TV, and I was just jamming along, and man, I had a stretch of about 3 or 4 minutes where I could do no wrong. I was in beautiful form. I was like, oh my God, why can't I be recording this? Nobody's ever going to hear this. My cat wasn't even listening. My cat was upstairs somewhere sleeping when I'm having, you know, like the best run ever. Really just crushing it. Soloing over the entire progression. So soloing for 64 bars straight or longer. And not sounding bad either. Sounding like serious blues guy. And I was very happy. And I thought, well, I should try to record some of this. Just so people can hear my progress, if you actually give a damn. I'm going to walk up here to the bocage. See if we can see anything happening around these big old logs. So, you know, when I was jamming last night, I realized a few odd things. I realized, oh, because I made some creative mistakes, I made a few mistakes. Yeah, there's nothing going on out here. I made some mistakes that ended up sounding pretty good. Like, you know, I'd miss a note, but I'd find another one. And I thought, oh, I didn't know I could go there after doing this and that. So, you know, I'd practice that a couple times. I was like, okay, that's a good thing to know. That's a good thing to add to my riff vocabulary. And I started making other chord substitutions. I'm like, well, if I can do this, if I can play these notes during this chord when I normally should be playing this, and that means I can play this. And without going into any music theory, I realized, well, blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't have to just play G here. You could actually substitute out these entire chords and solo along the top of it. Oh my God, I'm getting precariously close to playing jazz. And we can't have that. Oh, but I'm heading that direction, aren't I? Yes, I am. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I gotta go to physical therapy now, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.